go to Patrick in New Orleans. Patrick, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how are you doing?
I'm good.
I think we're at that point, you know, Trump is president. That's done. But what the people in Louisiana really need to pay attention to is he's only as powerful as the power that we give him, the power that we give our representatives, Scalise, Kennedy, Cassidy, Johnson.
Good point.
You know, if hurricane season coming up, and they need to answer some questions as far as why is funding being cut?
Yeah.
In Missouri, funding's cut. North Carolina, those people aren't getting help. We're getting hurricanes every year. People are going to be in trouble. And there will be no funding, and that's because of the people that are looking out for us. Those are our votes. We need to hold them accountable.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I just have one other point, and what people don't understand. Okay, so there's a possibility that EBT is going to get cut, Medicaid. The real fraud in that comes from, you know, let's say Medicaid comes from hospitals, comes from doctors. It's not somebody sitting at home collecting it that they shouldn't get it. And as far as EBT, look, just look at Walmart. 25% of Walmart's revenue is EBT. If you cut out 25% of Walmart's revenue, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
They're going to have layoffs, and the prices are going to go up for all of us.
Yep.
We all benefit from these programs.
Yep.
And stop letting people plot us against each other. Some of us have, some of us don't. And, you know, if you're really an American, you step up and you pay a little more and you help your neighbor.
Yeah.
You don't let some con man turn us around. You know, my uncle fought at D-Day. I mean, Scoop, it's hard not getting upset at this.
Yeah, I understand.
My great uncle fought at D-Day, and he explained to me when I was 7 years old what it meant to be an American, what he fought for. And you're going to let somebody piss that away? People need to wake up. Thanks, Scoot.
Man, Patrick, you made some great points, and I appreciate you standing up and expressing that opinion.